One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 13, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Here's an interesting fact. 3 out of 4 doctors now recommend the ingredients of Anacin for pain relief of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And you can readily see why Anacin gives better total results in relieving pain than aspirin or aspirin with a buffering action added. When headache strikes, pain builds up, tension makes you nervous, you feel depressed. Now, aspirin has only one pain reliever. Add a buffering action, and you still have only one. But Anacin is different. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, a combination of the most effective, medically proven ingredients. 1, to relieve your pain. 2, to calm jittery nerves. 3, to help relieve your depression. Anacin also leaves you more relaxed, with a wonderful sense of well-being, and does not upset the stomach. In fact, Anacin guarantees to give you all the relief you want, and as fast as you want it, or money back. So remember, it's always Anacin for pain relief. A-N-A-C-I-N. Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy 2 bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today.
Today, belated echo of New Year's Eve. Pinky Murray, who was once a millionaire, less taxes, returns a borrowed car to his Uncle Jack's garage, ducks through the hedge and goes into the family home the back way. It's 9:57 on a cold January evening.
Oh, Ford, I smooth his hard heart, tied and feathered and carried in his hand.
Pinky! Yes, sir, Grandfather?
Good evening, dear.
Oh, hi, Grandmother.
You have several telephone messages.
I am about to give them to him, Penny.
Pardon me?
Your mother took this one, Pinky. She and Daniel are over in the new house trying to do something about the furnace. Yes. She said if you don't understand this, she'll explain it when she gets back here. Call Sanders Kim at home. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. That means Dallas, Texas.
Don't call. She said please call back at your earliest convenience.
Yes, sir.
Another Chinese gentleman named... Now, where's that note?
Toy. Hoi Toy. Yeah?
Mr. Hoytoy telephoned also, but said he was flying to Hawaii and would have to write you a special delivery.
Oh, thank you.
May I use this phone?
You can go right ahead. You'll find you have a neighbor on the second floor, Pinky. Penelope has moved over here while her mother and father are in Burma.
She has?
Yeah.
Well, that's big news. How come?
She decided to give Mrs. McCullough a holiday in Vancouver.
I don't understand it either. In my opinion, there's more to it than appears on the surface.
Miss Farnsworth residence.
Zeppelin?
Yes, Mr. Murray?
Did Joe want me to call us?
We most surely did. We don't want to worry anybody, so will you come over here, as soon as you can?
Now?
Well, be careful. We don't want confusion, so nobody's upset.
Well, I've got an important long-distance phone call. Will 5 minutes be okay?
Yes, sir. Just as soon as you can. Bye.
Well... I'll go call Mr. Kim.
Well, telephone from here.
Oh, no, you're trying to read.
I don't mind.
I'll call from the studio. Uncle Paul up there?
Well, Paul had to fly over to Denver tonight. But I think Kenny's up there reading.
Okay.
Oh, boy, Anacin with his heart. Borrowed Sharon's car again and needs a haircut and shine.
He's been busy, Henry.
Had $1 million less taxes and it's vanished like fairy gold.
Oh, dear.
Who are these Chinese? Hoi Toi, that's a new one. Ever hear that name before?
I'm sure they're perfectly nice people. A Pinky wouldn't bother with them.
They're tight-lipped and secretive. Pinky used to be the one you could count on to tell everything he knew.
Maybe he found out that didn't pay.
Any barber speaking?
Grandfather?
Yes, Joan?
Someone's helping
Pinky
there.
Pinky is telephoning a few mysterious Chinese.
Would you ask him to please hurry?
Yes, sir. Joan, what is it?
Well, tell him he can make his call from here, but I want to see him right away. Is Hank there?
Hank is on duty at the hospital. Are the children all right?
Oh, sure. But please tell Pinky to hurry up.
Yeah, hold the line. Ask him what he says. Pinky! Yes? Can you go to Joan's at once? He seems to need you.
Okay.
Did it. Joan? He says he'll come at once. Is there anything your grandmother or I could do? We're dependable and would like to help if we are needed.
No, thanks, Grandfather. I'm sure Pinky can handle it. Bye.
Oh, Pinky's coming right over.
That's good. If they'd make up, then Mr. Martin wouldn't have to go it alone and wear himself out.
Well, it must have been quite a shock. Was he lying crosswise on the bed?
Yes, and tall hat on the floor, and there he was, sidewise on the bed, and his white tie tails corked out, but smelling faintly of rose perfume. Didn't have the strength to keep going. That's as big as New Year's Eve so far. Clear up in the middle of January.
Oh, he's broken-hearted. That's the trouble.
Hi-de-ho, ho. I'm here.
Oh, Pinky. CZ got all dressed up to go out and collapsed on his bed.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir. You can shake him and shake him, and all he does is smile and say your name.
My name?
Yes, sir. It's like he was calling to you from far away. Almost too far away. Come on, we'll show you.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hey, Molly, it's me. Where are you?
Now, hear me. What's the matter?
Are you doing anything?
Am I doing anything? I've got a towel wrapped around my head, a broom in one hand, a bucket of soap and water in the other, and the kitchen curtains under my arm, and you ask me if I'm doing anything. Sure, I'm vacationing in Florida.
Oh, here, Molly, let me take that stuff.
What are you doing?
Now, just sit down. Sit down right here.
Well, you're sweet, McGee, but I've got...
You can go back to work in a minute. I got something big to tell you. You know, something really big.
What have you gone and done?
We're going to be on Monitor.
Monitor?
NBC's fascinating, motivating, merry-making, skin-elating, effervescerating weekend radio service.
Oh, that Monitor. Of course. And we're on it, McGee. When?
This weekend and every weekend. What do you say to that?
Oh, that's wonderful, McGee.
So don't make any plans, folks. We'll be seeing you this weekend. All weekend.
On Monitor.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. It's 11 o'clock now. In the library at the family home, the fire on the hearth has died down to embers, and Father Barber, alone in the room, has fallen asleep in his chair. The front door opens and closes, and Lieutenant Hank Murray, United States Army Medical Corps, is about to go on upstairs to his bedroom when he senses rather than sees the figure in the chair.
Huh? Oh, hey, Grandfather. Wake up. You'll freeze down here.
Hank.
Fire went out.
Oh, so is it.
Grandmother gone to bed?
Hank, I was dreaming I had a message for you.
Here, give me your hand.
No, don't need it. Legs got a little stiff, that's all. Here we go. Let's go upstairs. Here it is. I dreamt that Joan sent for Pinky... And then called and said, for goodness sake, the minute Hank gets home, send him over. Yeah, very vivid dream.
Joan got a divorce today, I hear. Now, watch out for that first step.
Yeah. The interlocutory decree. That means 1 year from today before it's final. Of course, I suppose Ross could marry again in Arkansas, but that would jeopardize his standing in the custody matter.
Henry, did you give Hank Joan's message?
Pardon?
Joan's message. Did you tell him? They want him over there right away.
Oh, I thought I dreamt it.
Is somebody ill, Grandmother?
We suspect his cousin, Consider. Hasn't unwound since New Year's Eve.
Oh, I saw him last Friday. I thought he looked real healthy.
Well, not tonight.
Well, excuse me, Grandfather. I'll see you later.
Yes, I was resting my eyes down there, and I thought it was a dream. Yes, there he goes. Henry, that's a very disturbing experience. It looks like a lapse of memory.
Oh, nonsense. Happened to me once when I was 14 years old.
This?
Certainly. It has nothing to do with age at all.
Who said anything about age? I didn't.
Stop splitting hairs, Henry, and come on to bed.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Don't let irregularity make you feel dragged out, below par. Take X-Lax. X-Lax is the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity. Gently. Overnight. X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups. That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. Just take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax at bedtime. It will not disturb your sleep. And it's so effective that the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. So, when your system is irregular and you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity. Take X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents.
In Consider Martin's third floor suite of Jones' house, a limp figure in white tie and tails lies crosswise on the bed as a small, anxious group huddles around him. Lieutenant Hank Murray counts the old man's pulse.
69. Is that good?
It's perfect.
I shook him and shook him. No response. Just his faint perfume, smell, and a smile.
What's he been up to lately?
Same old thing. Turning night into day.
I hear him come in. 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He got going New Year's Eve and been out every night since. Here it is, middle of January. The gayest old man I ever saw.
Reflexes are all right. What do you think it is? Well, it's almost a coma, Hank.
Should we send him to the hospital?
Let's get his clothes off. You can't send him to a hospital in white tie too. Oh,
yeah. If you gals will get out there, Pinky and I can manage.
Yeah. Come on, Zeppelin.
Yes, ma'am. Buzz, if you need us.
Thanks. We will. Oh, he's pretty limp. Look, rag doll.
Yeah. There.
His coat. Unbutton the braces. We'll get his pants off.
Okay. Roll him over. There. Pants off.
Now get his pajamas. You know where to look?
Here's a fresh pair.
Gosh, he's skinny. Pink, I want another doctor on this. I'm going to make a call.
Go ahead. I can get the pajamas on him.
I'll be right back.
Hey, CV. Can you hear me? You smiling? Look, I'd love to celebrate with you, but right now I can't relax, see? Not when I'm so broke. But I've got some dependable Chinese fellas helping now, and I'll get even yet. So, be patient. Try to understand.
One Man Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Moore. In Chapter 14, Book 129, The Strange Case of Consider Martin. Frank Martin speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Moss production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.